Today's daf is Hoyrius Daf Beis, and we are Be'ezras Hashem Yisparach at the beginning of a new Masechta. The last Masechta in Seder Nezikin, Masechtas Hoyrius. So just a little bit of an introduction. Masechtas Hoyrius deals with somebody that did an Avera B'Shoigig. He did so, however, because he was following the Psak of Bezdin, a Psak that was a mistaken Psak, meaning we're familiar with the basic concept of a Karban Chatas. If somebody's over an Aver B'Shoigig, an Aver that had he done B'Mezid, he would have been Chayif Karis. The Aloch is, now that he does it not B'Mezid, rather B'Shoigig, he has to bring a Karban Chatas. So for example, if somebody's Michal Shabbos, if he does it B'Mezid B'Edim V'Asra, he's Chayif Mises Bezdin, Skiva. If he does it B'Mezid, but without Edim and Asra, he's Chayif Karis. Thus, Shabbos is an Averish is Doine Karis. If somebody's Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, the halacha is, back in the day, he would be Chayiv a Karban Chatas. If somebody eats Chelev B'Shoigig, being that the Torah says, if someone eats Chelev B'Mezid, he's Chayiv Karis. If he eats a B'Shoigig, he has to bring a Karban Chatas. If somebody eats Dam B'Shoigig, being that Dam too is a Dovish is Doine Karis, if he eats it B'Shoigig, the halacha is, he has to bring a Karban Chatas. Now, in terms of what the definition of Shoigig is, the most obvious definition is, a person was Mechal Shabbos, he knew what he was doing, he just didn't realize that it was Chol Shabbos. A person ate Chelev, but he thought he was eating Shuman, he thought he was eating something he's allowed to eat. A person ate or drank Dam, but he didn't realize he was eating or drinking Dam. He didn't do it B'mezid, there was no malice, he did it B'shoigig. As a result, Halach is, it's not Chayiv Karis, there's certainly no Misas Bezdin. What there is he needs a Kapara, and as a result, he brings a Karban Chatas. But there are other examples of Shoigig as well. For example, an Oimer Mutter. Somebody knew that he was eating Chelev. He knew that he was doing a Maisa Chol Shabbos. But for whatever reason, he thought it was Mutter. He thought it's okay to eat Chelev. He thought it's okay to eat Dam. Is an Oimer Mutter considered a Shoigig or is it not considered a Shoigig? So it's a Sugya in Perek HaGadol. It's a Machlik Zabayev Rav and Perek Elohim HaGoylin and Masechtas Makis. Regardless, there are different nuances of what the definition of a Shoigig is. Masechtas Hoyris discusses a very unique type of Shoigig. And that is, somebody went to a Rav, he asked him a Shaila. This piece of meat, is it kosher or is it not kosher? And the Rav told him, it's kosher. But the Rav made a mistake. Really, it wasn't kosher. This person goes home, he makes dinner, and he serves this piece of meat. It comes out now that he was over an Isser, if it was a Dovish Estoyne Karis, B'Shoigig, and as a result, technically, he should be Chayef a Karban Chatas. However, being that this Shoigig was unique, he was following the Psak of Adayin, the Psak of Bezdin, as we'll see later in the Sugyas, perhaps the Psak of the Bezdin HaGadol. So we look at him more as an Oynes than as a Shoigig, and it's for that reason the Mishnah right in the beginning of the Masechta is going to teach us in this case, despite the fact that he did an Aver B'Shoigig, Shezdoin HaKaris, still the halacha is, he's not going to be Chayev to bring a Karban Chatas. Another halacha that's going to be discussed very much right at the beginning of the Masechta, and that is a similar case, where Bezda made a mistake, and as a result, a person went ahead and he did an Aver Shezdoin HaKaris, albeit B'Shoigig. However, in this second case, it wasn't just the Yochid that did it. It was a tzibur. And it wasn't just a tzibur. It was the majority of Klal Yisrael. We'll see the details of it in Mishnayos and Gemaras later in the Masechta. But the majority of Klal Yisrael, loosely speaking, went ahead and did an Aver Shezdoin HaKaris, albeit B'Shoigig. In that case, the halacha is that the Yechidim of Klal Yisrael do not bring a Karban Chatas. However, a Karban had to be brought. It was a Karban tzibur. It was a par. It was known as the par helim dover shal tzibur. Who paid for the par? Did Bezdin pay for the par? Did Klal Yisrael pay for the par? Was it just one par? Maybe there were many paras. Again, all sugyas that are going to be discussed later in the Gemara. But the point is, to the extent that the Averu was done, al pi ayraz Bezdin, but in this case, not a yochid, but rather the entire tzibur, Klal Yisrael as a nation did it. In that case, the halach is, again, it's not treated as a regular carbon Chatas, but regular, the Chatas that had to be brought was a Karban Tzibur, not a Karban Yochid. It was what was known as the Par Helam Dovah Shal Tzibur. If the Avera was an Avera, that was a Avodah Zarah. In addition to the Par Helam Dovah Shal Tzibur, there was a Sa'ir Helam Dovah Shal Tzibur that had to be brought as well. But regardless, what we see over here is that to the extent that an Avera is done B'Shoigig, an Avera is done a Karis, where ordinarily the Halacha, everyone knows, is you bring a Karban Chatas. When the mistake was Al Pi Hayraz Bezin, the Halacha is different. What's the Halacha? If it was a Yochid that did it, the Yochid is going to be Potter. the Yachid's not going to bring a carbon chatas. Additionally, there's no carbon tzibur that's going to be brought either. If a tzibur did it, then the halacha is each individual member of the tzibur does not have to bring a regular carbon chatas. But at the same time, in this case, a carbon tzibur had to be brought. The carbon tzibur was what we know as a parhelim dovishal tzibur. Just one ha'ara as it relates to intro, and that is with discussing the halachas of an aver b'shogeg. And it's good to mention the Ramban in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, where the Ramban says that when it comes to shogeg, ein lecha boy el chidushay. In other words, the Ramban says that the whole idea that a person that doesn't aver b'shogeg needs kapara is really a chiddush. So wherever the Torah was megala that someone that doesn't aver b'shogeg needs kapara, so the Torah was megala. But to the extent the Torah was not megala that a person who doesn't aver b'shogeg needs kapara, the halacha is we have to assume that being that he did the aver b'shogeg, it's all good, and he does not need kapara. The context where the Ramban says it is Rashi, right in the beginning of his Pirush al Torah, Parshas Vayikra. The first carbon the Torah talks about is the carbon oil. And Rashi says, Alma ha'ila mechaperes. What was the oil mechaper? And Rashi, quoting Gemara in the beginning of Masech Tzvachim, a Gemara that we're going to learn together in a few weeks, the Gemara says that what was the carbon oil mechaper? It was mechaper for someone that was mevatel a mitzvah sase, or someone that was over a lois sase. Says the Ramban, Mechura, how did Rashi know, or really the Gemara, that oil is mechaper and bitul mitzvah saseh and alav shenitek laseh? Presumably Rashi did back of the envelope arithmetic. Mechura, what else is it going to be mechaper for? Can't tell me it's mechaper for aloi saseh, because aloi saseh you get malchus. You can't tell me it's mechaper and aloi saseh sheish by bezdin, because if this misses bezdin, this misses bezdin. If the Torah says karis, so we know what the einish is karis. You can't tell me it's mechaper on a Dovash is doing a chorus where you did it b'shoigig, because for that you bring a carbon chatas. You can't tell me it's mechaper for the things that the Oshem is mechaper for, because that the Oshem is mechaper for. So Rashi said, what must the oil be mechaper for? Something that the Torah was never megala an oinish for. The Torah never said what the punishment is for someone that's mevatel mitzvah say. The Torah never said what the punishment is for someone that's over a lois say where there's no malchus. So presumably Zok Rashi, that's what the carbon oil was mechaper for. Oh, but Frank the Ramban, I did better. Why don't we say that the oil was mechaper for aloi saseh? But not when you did it b'mezit, because there the Torah says you get malchus. But when you did it b'shoigig. And just like aloi saseh she's doing a karis, if you do a b'shoigig, you have to bring a carbon chatos. Maybe if you do aloi saseh that's not the doing a karis, you also have to bring a carbon. Not a carbon chatas, but rather a carbon oil. So how did Rashi know that the oil is mechaper for bitul mitzvah saseh and lav shenitek laseh? Maybe it's mechaper for aloi saseh, which is more chamor than a bitul mitzvah saseh. It's more chamer than a lois saseh shenitik laseh. Ah, you'll tell me, isn't that what malchus is for? No, you only get malchus when you do the aver b'mezid. Maybe the oil is mechaper for when you did the aver b'shoigig. Zok the Ramban zayin yisoid. Vaistois that when it comes to an aver b'shoigig, ein l'chabayah l'chidushay. So if the Torah was megala, there's a parish of shoigig, then I know there's a parish of shoigig. But if the Torah wasn't, there wasn't. The Torah was never megala, a parish of shoigig. When it comes to a lois saseh, that's not zdoin ekaris. So for us to assume that that's what the oil is mechaper for, we have no right to do that. Because shoigig is a chiddush, meaning there are parashas where the Torah was megala the concept of shoigig. Chatos, you see a dovish is doin ekaris b'shoigig, you have to bring a carbon chatos. A ritzeach b'shoigig has to go to galus. It's a mishnah pirkei avos. Echad shoigig ve'echad mezid b'chal Hashem. If someone makes a chal Hashem b'shoigig, he needs kapara. So there is an idea of a shoigig fathering kapara. But ein l'chabay elachidushay, regardless, Masechtas Hoirias deals with a yachid or a tzibur that didn't aver b'shoigig, not an ordinary aver b'shoigig, aver b'shoigig that was done acting upon Alpiyah Roz Bezin. You can ask the obvious question, why is this here in Seder Nezikin? L'chura, what's the connection to Masechtas Hoirias? If anything, as we start learning the Gemaras, we're going to see it's more a kachim digalimud. It's a wonderful segue between Seydin Azikim and Seydin Kachin that we're going to start in Mitzvah Shem in 2 weeks. But what's the connection to Seydin Azikim? It's a Pashid. It's because in Seydin Azikim, some of the last Masechtas dealt with Masechtas Sanhedrin, Makis, that of course was something that was administered by Abezins. Again, we're dealing with mistakes, Piskei Hayura, that came about through Abezin. Either way, on that note, we begin a new Masechta, Masechta Sayre. Zok the Mishnah, Hayru Bezdin, if Bezdin paskind, Lavra, Alachas, we call Mitzvah Samuris, Betayra, Bezdin paskind, that it's okay to be over one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. Now, obviously, Bezdin made a mistake. They didn't do it b'mezid. They did it b'shoigig. V'alach ha'yachid, and a yachid individual went, v'asa shoigig l'apiyem, and he followed the psak of Bezdin. So he did the avera b'shoigig. Why was he a shoigig? Because he thought it was okay. Bein sha'asu, v'asa imam, whether Bezdin themselves did the avera, and this yachid did the avera, simultaneous to when Beis Din did it, or whether Beis Din first did it, and he went and did it afterwards, or even if Beis Din didn't do it at all, and he did it himself, Potter, the halach is, he's Potter, meaning he doesn't make a carbon chatas, and the reason is, because he was relying on Beis Din, meaning we look at him as a shaygi kar of la'oynis, thus the halach is, he doesn't need a kapar. Hayru Beis Din. What if Beis Din paskin? Again, they made a mistake. But one of the chavrei haBeis Din who was sitting there, one of the members of the Beis Din, realized that Beis Din was making a mistake. Now, he presumably was outvoted, so it didn't even matter what he was thinking. But he realized that Beis Din was making a mistake. Or there was a Talmud, someone sitting there, who was roi leira, he's worthy to be a member of the Beis Din, but he happened not to have been a member of the Beis Din. Regardless, this Yochid isn't just an individual person. He's not a random man on the street. He's either a member of this Beis Din that just made the mistake, or at the very least, he's someone that's ra'oi, based on his credentials, to be a member of this Beis Din. And he went and he followed this mistaken psak of Beis Din. Whether Beis Din did it and he did it with them. Whether Beis Din did it and he did it afterwards. Or even if Beis Din didn't do it at all. And he acted on his own. In that case, the halach is, this yachid is going to be chayiv. And the reason is, because this person wasn't relying on Beis Din. A yid that walks and asks a rav a shayla, he has no idea, is this kosher or is it not kosher? And if Beis Din tells him it's kosher, he assumes that must be the psak. He's a toilah b'Beis Din, he's relying on Beis Din because he doesn't know otherwise. As a result, if you find out later that he was a shaygig, we look at him as a kar of la'inus and he's going to be potter. But someone that knows the halacha, he was a member of the Beis Din, he's roy to be a member of the Beis Din, he knew Beis Din was making a mistake and he listened to Beis Din anyways. Over there, we look at him as a regular shaygig, not a shaygig kar of la'inus. That person's going to have to make a carbon chatas. The obvious question is, and it's going to be the Gemara's kasha, l'chur, if this person knew that Beis Din was making a mistake, so he knew this meat wasn't kosher. Sure. So then he's amazed. Very good. He's not a shaygig l'chura. Then he's going to be amazed. The Gemara's kasha. Either way, it says the Mishnah zeh haklal atoyle b'atzmi chayev. Someone that's toyle b'atzmi. Someone that doesn't have aver b'shaygig, not relying on Beis Din, he's chayev atoyle b'Beis Din. But somebody doesn't have aver b'shaygig, relying on Beis Din, the halach is this person is going to be potter. Amash Shmuel, Shmuel said, "Lo'ilam in Beis Din chayavin ad sheyoymru lahem mutarim atem." So our Mishnah taught us a halacha regarding someone that doesn't aver b'shoigig, relying on a psak Beis Din, a yachid that acted upon the hira of Beis Din. The halach is that yachid is potter. Even though ordinarily a yachid that doesn't have aver b'shoigig, davish is doing the kars, has to be in the kar b'chatas, but if he was relying on Ayra as Beis Din, we look at him as a shoigig kar v'loinis, in that case he's going to be potter. That's in addition to the parasha mifureshes in the Torah. The halacha that everybody knows, and that is that if a tzibur acts upon Ayra as Beis Din, there too, each individual yachid doesn't bring a kar b'chatas, but there a carbon had to be brought. It was a carbon tzibur, it was a par, it was known as the par halam davash al tzibur. Meaning, if Beis Din issues a psak halacha, and as a result an avera b'shoigig is done, there are significant ramifications. If the tzibur does the avera, par halam davash al tzibur. If the yachid does the avera, no kar mechatas at all. So Shmuel said, "Lo'ilam ein Beis Din chayavim." This halacha that Beis Din with their psak creates these halachas. It's only atchiyoyim la'mutar matam. Meaning, if somebody came and asked Beis Din a shayla, and in response to the shayla that was asked, Beis Din issued a psak. It's tafka over there that you have the halacha that if it was a tzibur, you have the paral and davash al tzibur, and if a yachid, the yachid is going to be potter. But let's say Beis Din was sitting in Beis Medrash, they have a chabura, they learn halacha, and they came out a certain way, la halacha. But it was never issued in response to a shayla. That hayra is a different type of hayra, and we don't look at that hayra as a hayra that's going to trigger these halachas. Rav Din Ben Adam took it a step further. He said, not enough that somebody asked Beis Din the shayla. Sometimes people ask Rabbanim shaylas because of intellectual curiosity or because they're going to give a shir and they want to know what the halach is so that they could say it over in their shir. That's not enough. It would have to be where someone asked Beis Din a shayla, halacha l'maisa. I want to know right now, what's the halacha? It's only over there that's the case. My time, why is that the case? Because that's the only time it's a real hayra. A real hayra is if someone asked the Rav a shayla and it was halacha. What's the pshat? Because when something is halacha lemaisa, you know that the stakes are high, and you have to, pun intended, you have to look into it a little bit deeper. You have to make sure that you're getting the psaka right, right? It's much easier to say a svara in Beis Medrash than it is to say a svara halacha lemaisa. That's why you find sometimes poiskim will write that I'm saying this lahalacha avoloi lemaisa, because lemaisa requires a little bit more iyun. So if Bezdin issued this psak lemaisa, and then we found out later that Bezdin was making a mistake, it's over there that you have the halachas of Hayru Bezdin. Amar Abaya. So Abaya said, with regards to Rav Dimi ben Hardas comment, and that is that the only time it's considered Hayru Bezdin is if Bezdin said mutarim atem in response to a shayla, but more than that, mutarim atem lasos. They were paskening halacha lemaisa. Abaya said, I'll prove it to you from a Mishnah in Masechta Sanhedrin. The context over there is the Zaki Mamre. So we know what the Zaki Mamre is. That's a yid that was right to sit on the Bezdin Agadol. He had it out with his local Bezdin. They decided that they're going to go up to the Bezdin Agadol, hear what the Bezdin Agadol has to say regarding this halachic shayla, and whatever the Bezdin Agadol says, they're going to follow. This yid, the Zaki Mamre, goes, he hears Bezdin Agadol's psak, and Bezdin Agadol paskin not like him. He wasn't happy. He held it was still right. And he went back home, and he continued to say what he would say previously, despite the fact that the Bezdin HaGadol just told him he was wrong. So the halach is, Zaki Mamre is very chomer. He gets Mises Bezdin. Not only does he get Mises Bezdin, he's one of the Arba Tzrichan Hachzara, Achraza. He was one of the four people that they used to wait until Yontif time when the Yidden came to be other regal, so they should publicly executed so that all of Klai Yisrael should see the Cholam Yishmu V'Yiro is one of the four times in the Torah that you have that. Either way, says the Mishnah that not every time a Yid heard the Psak from the Bezdin HaGadol, went back home and said not like the Bezdin HaGadol did he become a Zaki Mamre. Chazal Yiro, if he went back home and Shana and he taught the Limed Kederach Shalimei Pater, he's still Pater. I mean, if he was just giving Shir and he was saying in his shir, not like the Bezdin HaGadol, that doesn't make you a Zaken Mamre. Hayra Lassois, if he paskin. But he didn't just paskin. It was Hayra Lassois. It was Lemaisa Chayiv. So what do you see from here? That Loinigmara Hayra, unless it's Mutarim Atem Lassois. There's an afkamina between just giving a shir, between just saying what the halach is, versus Hayra Lassois. The only time you become a Zaken Mamre is when you're Hayra Lassois. Abayi said that supports Rav Dimi ben Hardas Chiddush, that the only time it's considered a Hayru Bezin is if it was Hayru Lassois. Amar Abba, Abba, Abba said, Afanan Namitin, I'll bring you a ride from somewhere else. Hayru Lebezin Lihinase. This is discussing a married woman whose husband went to Medina Sayyam, and he hadn't been heard from. She was an Aguna. An Eid Echot comes one day, the Eid Echot says, I saw your husband. He was on a ship. The ship drowned. He's dead. He died. Bezdin accepted the edus of the Seyd Echad and Bezdin paskin that she's allowed to go ahead and get married. So halach is, she could obviously get married. What happens if this woman doesn't get married, but she's mezana? Now, an eshesish, that's mezana, it's very bad. A not married woman is not as chomer. The question is, hayru Bezdin linase? Bezdin said that she's not married, meaning she's allowed to get married. But she didn't go ahead and get married. That's what Bezdin wanted her to do. She was mezana. Chayevis bekarmin. Then we find out afterwards that really her husband was alive. So it comes out that she really was an eshesish. Does she have to bring a carbon? The answer is yeah. She was relying on Bezdin. No, Bezdin only told you you can get married. Bezdin never told you to get mezana. What's the lashon Mishnah? Because you're only allowed to get married. But the lashon was Hayrula Bezdin Lihinase. What's that lashon Hayrula Bezdin Lihinase? It sounds like the psak had to be a psak Lihinase. Because if the psak's not a psak Lihinase, it's Loi Nigmira Hayrula. Amr Avinu Avinu said, Avana Nami Tanina, you're bringing a raya from the Zaki Mamre, Geshmak a raya. Rebaba, you're bringing a raya from Masechtas Yevamis, Yishish Holach Bailu, the Medina Sayyam. I have a raya from the Mishnah Mineu Bay, our Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Hayru Bezdin Lavar al Achas Mikol Mitzvah Samuris Betayra. Hayru Bezdin Lavar. Lavar means it was a psak lavar. It was a halacha lemaisa de gepsak. Zok the Gemara Vesulei Midi. There's nothing else that needs to be said on this topic. Done. Checkmate. Stating that, the Gemara says more on the topic. Ikadamri Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel said, Ein Bezdin Chayovin HaShayovin HaMutarim Atam Lasis. Shmuel, in the Ikadamri, is the one that said that the only time it's considered a Hayru Bezdin, if it was a psak in response to a shayla, and it was a psak of halacha lemaisa, mutarim atem lasis. Rav Dimi min harda amar. Rav Dimi said what Shmuel said in the previous Gemara. Afilu mutarim atem nigmar hayra. Even if it was mutarim atem, meaning it wasn't lemaisa nigmar hayra. So in the previous Gemara, Rabaya, Rab Abba, and Ravina all brought rayas to Rav Dimi that it's mutarim atem lasis. In this ikeda amri, Rav Dimi holds you don't need to say Mutarim Atam Lasseis. Shmuel said Mutarim Atam Lasseis. Rav Dimi said, no, Mutarim Atam is enough. You don't need Lasseis. So the same Abaya and the same Rabab and the same Ravina are going to bring the same three Mishnayas, but not as Rayas to Rav Dimi. It's kashas to Rav Din. Amar Abaye, avaloi tanan hachi. How could you tell me you don't need to say mutar matan lasalis? Doesn't the Mishnah say regarding the zaki mamin chazal ira vishana ili mikderek shali bit pater? Hayru lasalis chayev. Amar Abaye, Rav Abaye said, avaloi tanan hachi. Mishnah Yevamis is not mashva that way. Mishnah says, hayru lebezin linase, vaholka lekulkala, chayev es bikar, bish leitira el linase. Again, what do you see there? Hayru lebezin linase. So you see you need mutar matan lasalis. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, avaloi tanan hachi. Hayru bezin labra, alach to come and say, our Mishnah, zakhti gemara. Again, Vesuloi midi. There's nothing else to be said on this topic that it has to be mutar matam lasos. If it's not mutar matam lasos, you don't have the halacha of hayru bezdin. The Mishnah said hayru bezdin lavar al achas mikol mitzvay samuris b'toyra. V'halacha yachid. The yachid went. He followed bezdin. V'asa, and what did he do? Shoygeik al pihem. The Gemara is going to ask, couldn't it have just said v'asa al pihem? Why does it have to say v'asa shoygeik al pihem? Obviously, if he was following bezdin, that he was a shoygig. So why does it have to say v'asu shoygig al pihem? Frank the Gemara v'asu al pihem. Shoygig l'amali. Why do you have to say the word shoygig? Amar Rava, Rava said shoygig l'asuye. Hayru bezdin shechelev muter. V'neschalev loy. Shechelev b'shumin. V'achloy potter. That even in that case, you're going to be potter. You know why the Mishnah said shoygig? To teach me a chiddush. Halacha that I wouldn't know. Halacha as we're going to see now that Amayroim grappled with, and that is what would be if somebody went to Bezdin and asked Bezdin a shayla, this piece of meat is a kosher or is it not kosher? Bezdin said it's a kosher piece of meat, but Bezdin made a mistake, really wasn't kosher. This kid comes home, he brings that meat that he brought to Bezdin to his house, and he's debating, should I eat this piece of meat for supper, or maybe should I eat another piece of meat for supper? He decides he's going to eat the other piece of meat, the piece of meat that's glatt kosher, that Bezdin never even saw, that we know that's for sure a kosher piece of meat, and by mistake he ate the non-kosher one. So this yid ended up eating the non-kosher meat, b'shoykik. But his shkaga wasn't the hayra of Bezdin. Because when he walked out of Bezdin, he brought that piece of meat home, he wasn't going to eat it. The shkaga was a regular, good old-fashioned shigigas maisa. He thought he was eating the shulman. He ended up eating the chalef. The shaila is, do you say that being that he did that veira, the shigigas maisa, so maybe he should have to bring a karbon chatas? Or do you say that once he got a psak from Bezdin, that piece of meat is kosher? At that point, halacha is, even if he ends up eating it, al yideya shigigas maisa, but once there was a hayru bezdin, he's not going to be chayiv chatas anymore. So, maybe that's what the word shigig is coming to add. It's coming to rabbis, then not only if it was al pihem, but even if it ended up being a shigigas maisa, once hayru bezdin lavar halachas called mitzvah samuris batayra, v'halacha yachid, and the yachid goes home, and he eats it, whether it was shigig, it was neschalav le basar shuman basar chalav, or it was al pihem, all it was the shigiga seira. Either way, the halacha is you're going to be potter. Some said, "Amar Rava," not that way. That do you know what the Mishnah means when it says shigiga al pihem? To emphasize shigig al pihem with the potter. That the only time a shigig of shuman and chelav, even after hayra's bezin, is going to be potter, is only if the only shigig was the al pihem. Meaning, you knew which piece of meat you were eating, you thought it was kosher, it wasn't kosher, the shkaga was al pihem, you were misled by bezin, only then you're going to be potter. Avol neschav leichel b'shum, but just the opposite. If it was neschav leichel b'shum v'achloi, but in the event that you had a shigigas maisa, in that case, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. In other words, the Gemara is clearing the shayla over here. What's the shayla? The shayla is, if someone had a hayru bezin on a piece of meat, bezin made a mistake, they told you it's kosher, really it wasn't kosher. But you ended up eating that meat not because of the shkaga of bezin, there ended up being an element of shigigas maisa. Because you thought you were eating shumin, meaning you didn't want to eat the piece of meat that Bezdin told you was okay. You wanted a different piece of meat. And then you ate that piece of meat. So you ended up eating chela, v'dovash hizdoinikaris, bishaygig, a classic shigigas maisa. It just so happens there was a hayru bezin. Do you have the halacha of hayru bezin? You don't have the halacha of hayru bezin. The Gemara brings two lishinas of Rava. And one lishna Rava said you're going to be potter. Another lishna Rava says you're going to be chayit. And what's a tali in? The word shaygig in the Mishnah. You could say that from the fact that the Mishnah said, v'halacha yachid v'asa shaygig al pihem, the word shaygig is extra, the rabbis, that even if there was a shigigas maisa, once it's a rubez, you're going to be potter. Or you could say, fakir, for us, a shigig al pihem, that it's only if the shkago was the al pihem that you're going to be potter. But if there's a shigigas maisa, now. So you have two lashonis in what Rava said. In either lashon, Rava self-confident, Rava knows what he's saying. We're just not sure. Ikad Amri Rava said potter, Ikad Amri Rava said chayiv. But the Gemara Milsa the Pshit Leila Rava, this that Rava was certain of, we're not certain what Rava was certain of, but this that Rava was certain of, Kami Boy Leila Rami Bar Chama wasn't sure of the way Rami Bar Chama, Hiru Bezin Shechela Mutter, Bezin Paskin the Chela was Mutter. Then it's Chala Vlei Chela Beshomim Vachloi, and then the person mixed up Chela Beshomim, what's the Alocha? Oh my Rava, so this was Mamish Unzer Yeshayla. And Rava responded in to Rami Bar Chama, and he told him, Tashma, bring a rai from our Mishnah. Halak Yachav Asa Shegig Apiyem, Shegig Apiyem Lamali. Why'd have to say Shegig? Lav Lasu Yehiru Bezer Shechev Mutter, Vinizchalo Yishem, Chelo Bashom, Vachlo Yipater. And Rava brought a rai from the word Shegig. Doesn't that mean, the rabbis, that even a Shegigas Maisa is going to be Potter once there was a Hiru Bezer? Like the first Lishna we had in Rava. But the Gemara says, no, Doma Shegig Apiyem Huda Potter. Maybe only Shegig Apiyem is Potter. Avon Eschav Lechel B'Shom V'Ach Lechel. Ikedami Som Say Omer Rava Toshma. Halach Yachav Asa Shegig Apiyem. The My Lab Shegig Apiyem Huda Potter. And Ikedami Rava is bringing a Raya Fakert from the Mishnah. Like Rava did in the Ikedami in the first Gemara. He's bringing a Raya from the word Shegig just the opposite. Meaning Shegig Apiyem Huda Potter. Either way, Rava wasn't sure. Tula Shoynes. And the truth is, the suffix is really based on how you read the Mishnah. Shoygeg and Alpiyam are two different things. Or no, Shoygeg Alpiyam, that's the only time you're going to be Potter. Regardless, we're not sure what Rava held. We had Tula Shoynes. But Milsa the Pshita Le the Rava. Rava knew what he held. But Rami Bar Chama himself had a suffix. Zok the Gemara beplukt. Really, it's a machloikis amongst earlier Amayram. None other than Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. Hayru bezin shechelav mutter bezin pasin lechelav was mutter. Benezchalav lechelav b'shomin. And then this person came home. He wanted to eat the shomin. He accidentally ate the chelav. For achle Rav am a potter. Rabbi Yechanan amar chayev. So really, these two lashonis of Rava and this suffix of Rami Bar Chama is machloikis Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, you're going to be potter because at the end of the day, there was a Hiru Bezdin. According to Rav Yochanan, you're going to be chai. Freak the Gemara, Meisri, I'll ask you a kasha. Me'am ha'oretz ba'asoysa. It says in the parasha of Korban Chatas, the classic case of Shigigas Maisa, Me'am ha'oretz ba'asoysa. And we learn from there, Pratla Mumer. A Mumer cannot bring a Korban Chatas. Shimon, Yoisei, Meshum, Rav Shimon. Ain't it tzarech? You don't need this pasuk of Me'am ha'oretz ba'asoysa to tell me that a Mumer can't bring a Korban. Because Arei Weimer, the pasuk says, and we learn from there, the only time a person brings a carbon when he does a b'shagig is if had that person known that he was what he was doing, he wouldn't have done it. Then the halach is that when he does a b'shagig, he brings a carbon. But let's say he would have known what he was doing before he did it, and he would have done it anyways. The halach is, so if a person would not eat chelev, he ate chelev b'shagig. Had you told him it's chelev, he would have been shoved miyadiyasai. The idea that it's chelev would have gotten him to stop doing it. So then the halach is when he eats the chelev, he brings a carbon. But a mummer, who anyways will eat chelev, so he, if he eats chelev b'shoygeg, he doesn't bring a carbon chata. So the Gemara asks a geshmaka kasha. Ve'im isa, according to Rav Yochanan, who said chayev, and Rava in one ikda amri, and Rami Bar Chama in one side of his ibaya. Again, that why. Somebody went to Bezdin, he asked him, is this piece of meat kosher or not? Bezdin said it's kosher. Really, it wasn't. He came home, and he had no intention of eating that piece of meat. He wanted to eat a regular good piece of kosher meat. But nischalafoy, by mistake, there was a shigigas maisa. And now the shail is, do you bring a chatas or not? Fake the Gemara, it's pasha you shouldn't bring a carbon chatas. It should be like the mummer. Why? Because holo yishav miyadiyasuhu. This person, if you would have told him right now, you know, you think you're eating the shomen? No. You're really eating the chelev. Would that person not eat it? No, Bezdin told him it's okay to eat it. Grady, he wasn't planning on eating it. But Bezdin told him it is okay to eat it. So Bezdin told him it's okay to eat it. So he's a Leishav Miyadiyasai. Just like the Mummer. Now the Mummer is Leishav Miyadiyasai because he doesn't care about what Bezdin says. He's a Leishav Miyadiyasai because Bezdin told him it's kosher. So why would he not eat it? So what? It's not. Like I went to a Rav. A Rav told me that it's okay. But regardless, what do you see from here? You see, so time is the Gemara. How could you tell me Chayiv? L'chayra, why is it different than a Mummer? You're a Leishav Miyadiyasai. I'm Papa said, Rabbi Yechanan must hold that this is different. Here, there is a Shav Miyadiyasai. How so? If you tell the person it's Chelev, he's going to say, no, it's not. Bezdin told me it's okay. So, Gemara. What would be if Bezdin found out that they made a mistake? And Bezdin would call this person up and he would tell him, you know, remember that piece of meat you showed me? It's not kosher. At that point, Bezdin would be Chayser. Vahu Nami Hader Bey. So, Shav Miyadiyasai Karina Bey. There is a Tzad Shav Miyadiyasai. You're right. Shav Miyadiyasai is not going to be if he realizes that it's the other piece of meat. Because he thinks the other piece of meat is kosher. But there is a chain of events that can go into effect that will trigger a Shav Miyadiyasai. What's that chain of events? If Bezdin realizes they made a mistake, they'll let him know. And at that point, he's going to be Chayser. A Mummer will never be Shav Miyadiyasai. this yid, this person, will be a shav mi yid yasai. Just one ha'ara before we go weiter, and that is that the Tosfos Rosh asks that why do we need a pasuk, two psukim, to tell me that a mummer can't bring a carbon? We know that halacha is zevach rishaim tayeva. Hashem doesn't want the Zevach, doesn't want the carbon of a Rasha. So if Zevach Risham is Tayeva, then why do we need a special limud, a special pasuk to tell me that a mummer can't bring a carbon chatas? A mummer is a Rasha. So if a mummer is a Rasha, fashteitzach, talach is Zevach Risham Tayeva. So says the Tayyis Rasha, you have to say, Hachav Mayaskin, it's talking about even after the mummer did tshuva. Meaning this mummer did tshuva already. So right now it's not a Zevach Risham Tayeva. But if at the time that he did the Aveira, he would have been a Loi Shav Miyadiyasai, because at that point he was a mummer, his carbon is still not going to be in the Skabel. Meaning Zevach Risham Tayeva is, if right this second, Bishas, you're bringing the carbon, you're a Rasha. Then there's an idea of Zevach Risham Tayeva. But to the extent that right now the mummer did tshuva, so there's no Zevach Risham Tayeva, but since he was a mummer at the time that he did the Aveira, so he's a Loi Shav Miyadiyasai, it's for that reason that Loch is that his carbon is not going to be in a skabel. Just in terms of the idea of Zevach Risham Tayeva, so it could be, I'm not sure, but it could be it's related to the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam talks about karbonis, but only mechaper if a person did tshuva. Right? The Rambam says that all the things that the Torah talks about a person can do or receive and get kapara, whether it's Misas Bezdin, whether it's Karis, whether it's Malkus, whether it's Makas Mardus, even karbono, says the Rambam, the only time a person got kapara for all these things is if he did tshuva. But if a person got misas bezin and he didn't do tshuva, remember they told Acham, we learned this together, Masach Sanhedrin, you have to do tshuva, because without tshuva, you're not going to have a chelik in olam haba. At the end of the day, it's tshuva together with the dover hamechaper that triggers the kapara. The only exception the Rambam says was the sar ha-mishtalech. The sar la-azazel that was born in Yom Kippur was mechaper an averis kalos, not chamuris. It was mechaper an averis kalos afilot oyasu tshuva. Meaning it was mechaper an all averis. It was mechaper an averis chamuris, but only with tshuva. It was mechaper an averis kalos afilot oyasu. The only thing that you find was mechaper kishol oyasu tshuva. But in terms of anything else was only mechaper with tshuva. So a carbon without tshuva on some level is almost chulim bazaradig. It's not mechaper. The whole idea of the carbon is a shetuev kapara. But if this person is a rosh, zevach risham tayeva, because it could be it's a bechina a little bit on some level of a chulim bazarid. Either way, just one last note on this point. Amar Rava, Maide Rav who said that if it was neschal of lechelev b'shumen, after a Hiru Bezdin, he's going to be Potter, Rav is Moida, She'in Mashlim, the Rav Tzibor. That at the same time, even though he's Potter, meaning it's considered a Hiru Bezdin, but he can't be Mitztarif to the Tzibor. Meaning, we said Halacha is if Hiru Bezdin and Rav of the Tzibor goes and does the Avera acting upon Bezdin, what's the Halacha? You bring the parhel and Babashal Tzibor. So Rav said, what would be if half of Klal Yisrael, literally 50% of Klal Yisrael, did an Avera Api Hiru Bezdin? And one other guy also did it, Alpi Hayru Bezin, but he was Neschal of Leibasa Chela B'Shomen. Meaning it was this case of the two Lashonis and Rava and Rami Bar Chama and the Machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rav that says Pot, I mean according to Rabbi Yochanan that says Chayiv, anyways Chayiv, a regular Karben Chatas, so you have nothing to do with the Tzibor. But according to Rav that says Potter, do you now tip the scale and say that we have Rav of the Tzibor that acted Alpi Hayru Bezin, so you should have a Halacha of a parhelam davashal tzibur? So that Rava said, Moide Rav, Rav's going to be Moide, she ain't a mashal on the Rav Tzibur. He's not mashal on the Rav Tzibur. And the reason is because it says in the Torah, Bishkaga, the only time you bring a parhelam davashal is Bishkaga, Achiyu, Kula Bishkaga Achas. They all had to be the same shaykh. But in this case, even though they're all acting up here, Hayru Bezdin, and that's why Rav holds that Hayru Bezdin, then it was Neschal of Lechelu Bishumin, you're going to be Potter, but it's still not the same Shkaga. It's not the same Shkaga. You don't bring the parhelam davashal tzibur. So again, the halach in the Mishnah was, Hayru Bezdin, Bezdin Paskin, Laver, Alachas, Mikol, Mitzvah, Samuris, Betayra. Vahalacha Yochid, and a Yochid went, and he acted up, he Bezdin. Whether Bezdin did it themselves, meaning they themselves ate the meat, and he ate with them, at dinner together. Whether Bezdin ate it first, and he ate afterwards, or even if Bezdin didn't eat it at all. Talach is in all cases, you pop it. And then the Mishnah contrasted that and said, what if that Yochid was someone that knew? He was a chavra Bezdin, he realized Bezdin was making a mistake. He was someone that's right to sit on a Bezdin. And he acted, then the halacha is he's chayv. And the Mishnah gave the same three variables. It doesn't matter if Bezdin did it, he did it with them. Bezdin did it, he did it after them. Bezdin didn't do it at all, only he did it. In either one of those cases, he's going to be chayv. So the Gemara says, Lo le'le mistin kol hani. Who needs this whole arichas? Bezdin did it. He did it with them. Bezdin did it. He did it after them. Bezdin didn't do it at all. Bishlam is what the Gemara says. Reisha, I understand. Loizu afsu ktani. Sometimes the Mishnah will build up to a chiddush. Loizu afsu, meaning we're building up a chiddush. We're saying that not only you're potter if you did it with Bezdin. That's the most obvious case you should be potter. I did it with Bezdin. What do you want from me? I literally had dinner with the Supreme Court. I mean, fashteitz acham potter. Even if you did it after Bezdin, Mamish wasn't with them. And then I'll tell you even a bigger, because even if they weren't eating, only you ate it, you're going to be potter. So in the Reisha, where the Mishnah says potter, I understand it. You're building up the Chiddush. Loizu, afsu, loizu, afsu. It was safer, but in the safer, the lechiyuva, but in the safer, yechayev, ipchami bayulei. Shouldn't it have, anything, if you want to tell me all three, shouldn't it have been in the reverse order? Because what's the safer? The safer is you tell me when the yochid knew better, then he's going to be chayev. Not only is he chayev, if he did it with Bezdin, he's even a chayev if he did it by himself. If you chayv, if you did it with Bezdin, you're going to be chayv if you did it by yourself. So if anything, the Seder of Chiddush should have been in the reverse. So the Gemara says, Uvein Tzarech Lemezuk Tani. Just like the Mishnah sometimes says, Aloizu Afsu, sometimes the Mishnah builds up the cases from the lesser Chiddush to the bigger Chiddush. Sometimes we build up from the biggest Chiddush and we work down to the lesser Chiddush. It's called Zuvein Tzarech Lemezuk. You see in the Gemara, held Bishleim Aloizu Afsu Ktani. But Zuvein Tzarech Lemezuk like Ktani. So you see, Aloizu Afsu is a little bit more Shchiach. It's a little bit more acceptable conceptually than Zuve ain't Tzarech Lemezu. Regardless, the Reisha is Loizu Afsu, the Seifa Zuve ain't Tzarech Lemezu. The Mishnah said, V'yad Echa Mehem Shato. There was a Chavra Bezdin, if he was the one that realized Bezdin made a mistake, Oy Talmud V'roi Loi Ra, or he was a Talmud that's Ra'oi Lohoi Ra. So the Gemara says, Tarti Lomli, what do we need both cases for? Whether he was a Chavra Bezdin, he was a Talmud or Ra'oi Loi Ra, who cares? Just say, he knows the Halacha, and he realized Bezdin made a mistake. He followed Bezdin anyways. He has a din of a shaykik, and he has to bring a carbon chatos. Because I would have thought, had only said one, Hanimili Gomer V'Sofer. I would have thought, you have to be a Gomer V'Sofer. Rashi says, a Gomer is you're a Baki. Lomid Hadavar. Sofer is you're also a London. Have a Gomer V'Lei Sofer. But maybe if you only know how to learn, you have a good Bekiyas. But you're not such a London. Maybe over there, you're not considered someone that knows, so that we'd say that you're a Toyla B'das Atzmai. So that's why we said, if you were a Chavra Bezdin, or you're a Talmud that's Royal Lahira, in either one of those cases, you're going to be Chayit. But the Gemara says, Amalei Abayas, Abaya told Rava, Lahira, Gomer V'Savir Mashma. Both people in the Mishnah sound like they know their stuff. Not only that, it sounds like they're both pretty big Lambanim. If you're someone that can sit on the Bezdin, then it sounds like you must know your things. And if you're sitting on the Bezdin, you certainly know. And in both cases, say, so how could you tell me that the reason the Mishnah said, whether it was a Chavra Bezdin, or is the Talmud that's right by Rav, is to teach me that even if you're only a gomer and you're not a suffer, you only have a bekias, but you're not such a lamdan, still you're included in this halacha. Both people mentioned in the Mishnah have a bekias, and both people mentioned in the Mishnah are lamdan amalei. So he told them, Rav said, I agree with you. I'm asking 100%. Both people in the Mishnah know their stuff, but I know hachi coming. What I meant to say is, ime ahi, had we only had one, have I mean, I would have thought, hanimi le gomer v'suffer. I will gomer v'loi suffer loi. I would, tana roi lohi ra, mi mishni yaseira, afilo gomer v'loi suffer, suffer le gomer. The punchline is mishni yaseira. I agree, Zok Drava, both people mentioned in the Mishnah really, really know their stuff. I'm not saying that. But you have a kasha. Why do you need two? It's a Mishnah Yaseira. Mishnah Yaseira sometimes can teach me something. See, I'm not saying that any one of the people mentioned in the Mishnah are gomers, v'loy sovers. Both people in the Mishnah are gomers and sovers. What I'm saying is that from the fact that the Mishnah added an extra example of a gomer v'sover, it must be it's coming to teach me, almost like an Imeinoy Inyan, Tineyo Inyan. It's a Mishnah Yaseira, the rabbis, even if you're a gomer v'loy sover, still, you can have the halacha in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah mentioned the Talmud that's Roy Loira. What's an example of a Talmud that's Roy Loira? So the Gemara gives a geshmaki example. Oh, my Rava, Rava said, I'll tell you two people that we're all familiar with. Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zayma, also known as ben Azai and ben Zayma. So ben Azai and ben Zayma, their first names were the same. One with Shimon. Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zayma. So these were tzaddikim, muflogim. They were gedoyle, gedoyle, gedoyle atana. They were from the Dalit Nichnas of the Paradise. Two of the four were ben Azai and ben Zayma. The other two were Rabbi Akiva and Elisha bar Avua. But at the same time, they never had smicha. And that's why they were known simply as ben Azai and ben Zayma, not Reb Shimon ben Azai or Reb Shimon ben Zayma. And they would be examples of a Talmud that's royal Amalei Abaya. But Abaya asked, if that's the example, you mean ben Azai and ben Zayma, that's who the Mishnah is referring to? So again, let's set up the case. The case is, somebody walks in asks Beis Din a shaila. This piece of meat, is it kosher or is it not kosher? And Beis Din, they convene, they come out, and they say this piece of meat is kosher. Ben Azai's sitting there, and Ben Azai realizes that there's no way this meat is kosher. It's not a kosher piece of meat. But Beis Din said it's kosher. So Ben Azai goes, he eats this meat. So we say that Halach is that being that Ben Azai is Ben Azai. He's a gomer, he's a sover, he knows the stuff. The Halach is, he is not going to be viewed as a shoygig karv loynis. He's viewed as a regular shoygig. He brings a carbon chathas. Fake the Gemara. That case, l'chura, is not a case of shoygig. It's a case of mezid. Because Ben Azai and Ben Zayma, they know the halacha. They could rely on their own hayra. So what are they going to say? We were relying on Beis Din? What do you mean you're relying on Beis Din? You can't tell me, Tainet Abaya, that Ben Azai and Ben Zayma would be viewed as a shaygig even if they were relying on Beis Din. L'chura ki agav the mezid who, so Rava told Abaya, I hear, you're saying good, but the ma'aseh, what I'm saying is a mefurish b'raisa. Because a little time, chadetanya, the b'raisa says, ba'aseisa achas, yoch, do'is v'piatz mechayev, b'iroaz Beis Din potter. This is the limud, by the way, we'll see more about it later. This is the drasha, it says, ba'aseisa achas, that's where we learn that a yochid that acts al piatz mechayev, but if he acts up here as Beis Din, he's going to be potter. And the Brisa gives an example. The case of our Mishnah, the safe of our Mishnah, and Kigoin Shimon ben Azai, Yochid, I would have thought you're going to be potter. Yochid, Oisa, Alpiyatz, Mechayev, by Roz Beis Din, potter. So it's Mefurish in the Brisa that this Talmud can be ben Azai, this Talmud can be ben Zoyma. So, okay, so Maisa, we have a good Kasha. Again, what's the good Kasha? Why is he a shoygig? Shouldn't he be amazed? So the Gemara says, "Going to Yada the Asim." Now he knew it was Asim. Katoy, the mistake was when mitzvah l'shmoy derech hachamim. Ben Azai ben Zayma, they couldn't be still deemed a shoygig if they thought that even though they're wrong, but maybe achri rabim lahatos mitzvah l'shmoy derech hachamim. Right? That's the Gemara with Rabbi Eliezer with the Tanur Achnoi. He was creating moifsim and things, but achri rabim lahatos the chachamim said, "You could bring me 9,000 rayas." Toyer leiv shamayim. At the end of the day, Rabbi Eliezer was in the minority, and Rabbi Eliezer had to follow the Rav, because Achir Rabbi Mahante. So that could be the toys. The toys could be that they thought mitzvah l'shmoya divrei chachamim. So even though Beis Din got it wrong, but they're right. So if they went ahead, v'halacha yochid, and they ate, so v'didinami, either way, Rav said, that's what I mean when I'm saying the Mishnah and the Brisa, it's the same thing. The Torah, b'mitzvah l'shmoya, divrei chachamim. The Mishnah said, zehaklal. Hatoyla ba'atzmi chayiv, hatoyla be'Beis Din potter. So whenever the Mishnah says zehaklal, it's coming to be marbe something. So the Gemara lasuye mai, what's hatoyla ba'atzmi coming to be marbe? Lasuye mevayit bohiro. It's coming to be marbe. Someone that ordinarily doesn't listen to Beis Din. So if someone never listens to Beis Din, now all of a sudden you're going to tell me that, oh, I was listening to Beis Din, and therefore I want to be potter. Now, the only time you have a halacha, that you can rely on the fact that you were listening to Beis Din, that's if you're someone that usually listens to Beis Din. But if you're ordinarily a mevayit bohira, that's the riboy. Ha-toyla ba'atzmai, someone that usually is toyla ba'atzmai. Even if in this case it was toyla be'Beis Din, still he's going to be chayav. Bevayit toyla be'Beis Din last week. What's toyla be'Beis Din coming to be marba? It's coming to be marba. Hayru Beis Din the yadu shatov. Beis Din paskin. They realized they made a mistake. V'chazru and they were chayzer. And this person didn't know that Beis Din was chayzer. We're going to see it's a sugya later in the parak. This person didn't know that Beis Din was chayzer. So the halach is being that you're relying on Beis Din's original psak, even though Beis Din off their original psak, so you're going to be pot. But the Gemara says, why do I need a zeha klal to teach me that halacha behedik tani lots of mefurish mishnah? So the Gemara says, tani v'hadam mefarish. You're right, it's a mefurish mishnah later. The Mishnah first told it to us b'derech remez and the zeha klal hatoyel b'Beis Din potter, and then later the Mishnah is going to discuss it in greater detail, and that's when we're going to go into it in greater detail. So either way, the first halacha masech tesoyrius is that if somebody does an avera b'shoigig, an avera shezdoina karis, but he doesn't do it with an ordinary shoigig, but rather the gedder of the shoigig was he was acting al piyairah as Beis Din, the halacha is he's going to be potter, which essentially was the second chiddush in the halacha of hayru Beis Din as it relates to shoigig. The first chiddush is the chiddush that's mefurish in the Torah, the chiddush everybody knows, and that is if hayru Beis Din and roiv of Klal Yisrael did an avera b'shoigig based on the hayru as Beis Din, the halacha is each yachid does not bring a chatos yachid, there's a chatos sibur that's brought. What's the chatos sibur? The par helam davashol sibur. But we're saying another chiddush that a yachid that acts upon this Hayru Beis Din, the halacha is he's going to be potter. So it sounds like that's the halacha, right? Wrong. I'm Rav Yehuda Mashmul. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel Zudri, Rav Yehuda. It's really only the opinion of Adas Yochid. Rav Yehuda, but the Chachamim argue. And they said, Yachid she'asa by Ruaz Bezdin chayev. A Yachid that acted on Pia Ruaz Bezdin is going to be chayev. So, where am I, Rabbi Yehuda? Who's this Rabbi Yehuda? Meaning, it's not a Mefurish Rabbi Yehuda anywhere. So, how did Shmuel, how did Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel know that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds this halacha of Eru Bezdin? How do you learn to the Brisa? So, it says, Nefesh achas techete b'shgoga b'asoysa. Harei elu gimel miyutim. This three miyutim, the Brisa says, that we can learn out of this pasuk. And we need the third miyut, which is the one that the Gemara brings. So, by Ruaz Bezdin Potter. We learn out from Be'asoysa Dafka, if it was a Shigigas Maisa, he was a Oysa Mipiatzma, you're going to be Chayiv Chatas, but a Ruaz Bezdin, you're going to be Potter. Now the truth is, this price doesn't mention Rabbi Yehuda. So where do you see Sudavi Rabbi Yehuda? The answer is, this price is a Sifra, and Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi brings in the Masechtas Megillah, that Beis Amid Aleph, that all Rabbi Akiva was called Rabbi Akiva Stimta because all his Talmidim were the Stams. Stam Mishnah is Rameir, Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda is Stam Sifra, and being that was a shout out to Naftali, so Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda, and it's for that reason. This is a Sifra, it's a Stam Sifra. That's how you know it's Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara, my Rabbanon. Okay, so we have a Braisa that says, Zudavi Rabbi Yehuda, the Lachavar Mishnah. We didn't see the Rabbanon argue. So the Gemara now is going to bring a Braisa that's going to take us to the end of the daf. It's a confusing Braisa. It's a little convoluted, and really what doesn't help matters is that the Gersoyis are a little mishubish. So we'll go through it inside, we'll explain it outside, and we'll do what we do. Zok the Gemara, the Tanya, we learned it a Braisa. Adayin ani yoimir, miut kal shechotu chayavim. So the Braisa over here is discussing, how do you know that a tzibur that doesn't have Avera b'shoigig brings a carbon chatas? We know a yochid that doesn't have Avera b'shoigig brings a carbon chatas. How do you know a tzibur? So the Gemara says it's learned out from me'am ha'aretz, that even a tzibur, that's the context over there in the Braisa. But says the Braisa, adayin ani yoimir, I would argue, maybe only miut kol shechatu chayavim, maybe only if it's the miut of the kohol that does this Avera b'shoigig, they would bring a carbon chatas. And the reason is, she'ein bezim evin al yedei impar, because you don't find the par Helam Dava Shal Tzibur, if the mir of a call acted al pi hayru bezdin, but roiv call shachatu yipturim. But if the roiv of the call did the avera, they should be potter. Shari bezdin mevien al yedein par, because you find they have a parish of parim davishal tzibur. Talmud Loima says the Gemara Me'am Aretz. From Me'am Aretz we learn that afilu ruba vafilu kula, that even if it's roiv or even if all of Klal Yisrael doesn't avera, that loch is going to be a carbon chatas. So the price is a little bit unclear. Meaning the price is discussing carbon chatas. That's clear. We're also trying to find a makar that a tzibur that doesn't Aver b'shoigig would have to bring a carbon chatas. And the Braisa seems to say that it makes more sense, it's more reasonable to assume that a miut of the tzibur, a miut of Klal Yisrael, should have to bring the chatas rather than the majority. And the reason is because as it relates to a hayru bezdin, the miut of Klal Yisrael doesn't bring the parhelm davish al tzibur, whereas the roiv of Klal Yisrael does bring the parhelm davish al tzibur. But what kind of shkog are we talking about? Are we all discussing shigigas maisa? Then what do we care about what would happen by a hayru bezdin, shaloi b'hayra is bezdin, mi maisi shaloi b'hayra, to the extent that we're dealing with shigigas maisa, then bezdin has nothing to do with anything. Ela b'hayra, ela mai, which discussing a tzibur that did an avera with a hayru bezdin. But the problem is, it says the words me'ama aris by shigigas maisa, the pasuk that we're using to prove that even a tzibur, even roiv, even all of Klal Yisrael is a pasuk by shigigas maisa. Elulav. So the Gemara says hachi kamen. The price must mean as follows. The price is discussing shigigas maisa. We know a yachid that doesn't have aver b'shoigig she's doing a karis has to bring a carbon chatas. What about a tzibur? So says the Gemara, there's a pasuk, but maybe the pasuk's only coming to be marba if it was a mute of Klal Yisrael. But if it's all of Klal Yisrael, maybe not. Why would you think that? That's where we're shtelling to Hayru Bezdin. And the tzushtel is, again, speaking of that outside first, the tzushtel is, and it's clear, if Yahal Cheshbin, is that maybe, being that you find that if there would be a Hayru Bezdin, and a miut of Klal Yisrael would do the Avera, the halacha is, there'd be no parhelam davash al tzibur. So tain is the Gemara. If there's no parhelam davash al tzibur, then that probably means that each yachid has to bring his own carbon chatas. So if each yachid has to bring his own carbon chatas, so you see already that the miut of Klal Yisrael, despite the fact that they're a tzibur, brings a carbon chatas when it's a hayru bezdin. Therefore, it would make sense to say that if it was a regular shigigas maisa, where a tzibur, albeit a mir of Klal Yisrael does a shigigas maisa, they should have to make a carbon chatas as well. However, when it comes to roiv of Klal Yisrael, of all of Klal Yisrael, what happens when there's a hayru bezdin and they do avera? They don't bring a chatas yachid. There's a par helam davash al tzibur. But the point is, there's no precedence for there to be a chatas yochid for each individual. So if there's no precedence for there to be a chatas yochid for each individual, then maybe if it's a shigigas maiso, they're not going to bring a carbon either. But what do you see then is going to tie into the Gemara? You see that a miut of klal yisrael that acts al pi aruah's bezdin brings a carbon chatas. They bring a carbon chatas. That's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that Hayru Bezdin V'Asa HaYochid. And the definition of Yochid is anything less than the majority of Klal Yisrael. The Halacha is Yepater. Elamai, you see from this Braisa that not everybody agrees with that. It must be Zudah V'Rabbi Yehuda. He was that Stam Sifra. But this Braisa right here is the Rabbanon. And you see that the Rabbanon must argue. So, the Gemara, let's see it inside. Elolav Hachi Kama. What the Braisa must mean is as follows. Miat Kol Shechatu B'Shigas Ma'isach HaYavet. It makes sense that the miut of the kol that doesn't have aver b'shoigig should bring a carbon chata she'im bez mevin al yidei impar b'hayra. Because you find that when it comes to hayra, a hayru bez, then a miut of klai, so we do aver, there would be no par. If there's no par, ha'hein chayovim, they themselves would be chayiv. So you see already that a tzibur, albeit a mit of Klal Yisrael, brings a carbon chatas, each individual brings a chatas yachid by a hayru bezdin. So therefore it makes sense, the same should be true by a shigas maisa. But yachal, I would have thought, roi tzibur shasab shigas maisa yupturin, shari bezmi vin aleim par by ra. But nechatesi roi, maybe roi should be potter, because roi, by shigas hayra, do not bring a chatas yachid, because bezmi mevi aleim, tamaleim imam ha'aretz, so from Amoritz you see Afilurub. But the bottom line is, this whole Braisa only works if you tell me that this precedence for a meat of Klal Yisrael to bring a carbon chatas, b'shigas Sayra. That's not like the halacha of our Mishnah. That's why Shmuel said, Zudivir Rabbi Yehuda, the town of our Mishnah is the Stam Sefra Rabbi Yehuda, but the Rabbanan really are. But the Gemara says, Amra Papa Mimai Dilma, maybe Loi Hein V'Loi Bezdin. The Braisa never said beforeish that by Hayru Bezdin, if a meat of Klal Yisrael does the Avera, that each Yachid has to bring a carbon. All the Braisa said is that there's no Paralelum Davashal Tzibur. As opposed to when the Rav of Tzibur does it, there is a Paralelum Davashal Tzibur. So maybe that's the distinction. The Gemara is somehow arguing that it makes sense that the meat of Klal Yisrael by Shigigas Maisa should bring a Chatas Yachid, being that there's no Paralelum Davashal Tzibur by Shigigas Hayra. As opposed to Rav shouldn't bring a Chatas Yachid b'shigigas Maisa, because they do bring a parhelum davashal tzibur. Meaning, Rapapa said it doesn't say mefurish. You're adding that piece. All the Braisa said was that there's no parhelum davashal tzibur by a miyot. You're assuming the punchline must be, but there is a chatas yachid. So there's precedence for the chatas yachid. But Rapapa says it never really said that. But the Gemara says ihachi everything we just spoke at. My iri the makamahader al rubel lechiyuva. Then at sign is the Gemara. I don't understand this whole thing. Why is it more of a chiddush that roif should be chayev chatas yachid? Then miut lav mechlal, isn't it because of the way we explained it? The miut by ra kaimalei the machayev by ra, because you have precedence. Not that there's no parhelum davar shal tzibur. Is that doing anything? The point is that being that there's no parhelum davar by miut by ra, that means there is a chatas yachid. So there's precedence for the chatas yachid. Once there's precedence for the chatas yachid, it makes sense. There should be a chatas yachid here too. And again, with the girsa that we have in the Gemara is continuing. Then ahader bereish al miyuta the machayev b'shigas ma'isa. Then lebesoif ahader aruba lechiyuva b'shigas ma'isa. Do we need first the makar for miyuta that they should be chay b'shigas ma'isa, and then find the makar that roiv should be chay b'shigas ma'isa? Elolah midem mahadur al miyuta mechayiv b'shigas ma'isa ubesoif mahadur al ruba lechiyuva b'shigas ma'isa. For the fact that we set it up that way, that the braisa somehow was more confident that the miyut would be chayiv a chatas yachid b'shigas ma'isa than the tzibur shmam, you know, must be because miyut by ra chayiv in kisba v'sira. Because when it comes to hayra, the miyut, the yachid is chayiv a kisba v'sira. That's a carbon chatas, but shaloi b'hayr. And that's why he thinks that Shaloi Bayra B'Shigas Maisa should be Chayiv as well. And that's why we say that we need a pasuk to tell me that not only a miut, even a roi. But the bottom line is, what you see from this Braisa is that the time of the Braisa held that a yachid that acted al pi hayra's bezdin will be Chayiv. Not like our Mishnah, and not like the first Braisa that the Gemara thought, and it's for that brought, and it's for that reason, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, even though the Mishnah, this is the first halacha that we learn here, Masech Tesoiris, Zu Divrei Rav Yehuda. It's really the opinion of Rav Yehuda. But the Chachamim, as we just saw in this Braisa, argue.